welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster alongside you here. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Hope everybody's having a good Friday, getting the week to a close, weekend to a start, a good start, and it'll be a good day for everybody. Tommy, Simone Biles does what we thought she'd do, what was it, 3 years ago? The story, the redemption story, all of it's so good. I can't believe how much better she is than her peers. How physically gifted. I don't know. I keep trying to compare it to something, and I don't know what to compare it to. I can't remember where somebody is just so clearly more gifted than everyone around her, and to be able to execute and everything. But like when you watch it and just like how high she jumps and it's wild, it's crazy, and I can't compare it to anything. And I'm glad that she's back and was able to do everything that she did. And what a great story! What a great American Olympian! And I'm so happy about it.
I think one of the things that makes her stand out is that the sport in which she competes is not a sport that the regular person can do. You know, it's not something that you and I could go out there and
play
even,
golf. Right. Yeah.
You know, we can play, we're not going to play golf as well.
No, what I'm saying, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, we can go
and play golf.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We can't
play tennis like Serena Williams, but you and I can go play tennis. So like, you know, Michael Phelps had obviously a ton of gold medals in the Olympics and did, you know, great things when he was in there. We can't swim as good as Michael Phelps, but we can go swim a lap. That's what makes, I think, it different with Simone Biles is just the way in which, you know, the sport that she competes in, that's not anything that the regular person can even like remotely sniff to go and do.
And not just that, and then take that, extrapolate it, because it's not something her peers can do either. Like she's doing tricks they wouldn't be able to do because they can't jump as high as she can. It's wild. And it's very hard to compare it. It's easy to grasp that Michael Phelps was faster than everybody else, but he wasn't, you know, doing things nobody else was capable of doing. And I'm sure somebody will come along that challenges this by Biles, but it's just wild to see. And it was fun. And that was a look. I think most of us who love the Olympics love gymnastics as much as we love anything. It's like figure skating when you're watching the Winter Olympics, like this thing that you never consume in any way. For most of us, you become obsessed with for a week, right? And as a kid, you're trying to do these tricks in your living room and all of these things. That was a fun team, that women's team, and the men's team too. So tip of the cap to all the USA gymnasts. I thought they wore it well in one of the more highly, watched and high profile parts of the Olympics. They were two really fun teams and it was cool. And Simone Biles kept it. And they still do individuals, right? Like she did the all around, but now they do event by event the rest of it. So she'll have, you know, probably a floor routine and a vault that she'll win. And then the other ones, she kind of comes down to earth a little bit with everybody else. But those two, she's going to win those, I assume.
Yeah, I remember when you and I would have been kids and it would have been the 96 Olympics in Atlanta and how big of a deal the Carrie Strug performance was. Remember that? And, you know, she was carried off, you know, by her coach and she had hurt her ankle and just the grit and determination. You know, it's not like there's obviously been fantastic gymnasts since 1996 and fantastic moments for the U.S. gymnastics team in the Olympics since 96. So I don't want to discount, you know, what anybody else has done, you know, between 96 and today. But, you know, after seeing everything that Simone Biles has done and the redemption story after what happened in 2020 in Tokyo and all of that, I'm not sure that there's a bigger moment for USA gymnastics in the Olympics since 1996. And that moment that captivated not only the country, but the world with what Carrie Strug was able to do for the U.S. team. Simone Biles, I mean, is probably the best to ever do it. But just in overall moments and overall importance, you know, for that team, for the Olympians, for the U.S. in the Olympics, you know, that moment, you know, stands out to me probably is the last time that really, you know, captivated the nation like that.
It is. Well, we have our moments. I mean, it's good to see the men back. I just have had a lot of fun with the Olympics, and we haven't even gotten to track and field yet. I mean, it's been an awesome Olympics, and we there's been a time change, and we haven't even gotten to track and field yet. So, go USA. I love, you know, when we get to put the flag on the sleeve and really boast it out there and have some fun with it. But it'll continue. Like, again, we haven't even gotten to track and field. Track and field's the best. We haven't even gotten to the, you know, the gold potential. Anything happening with golf? I haven't watched any of the golf. Anything happening with the golf we need to be watching?
Well, I know that they started golf, I think yesterday or maybe the day before. I honestly have not followed it. I don't know where things stand. I know they're in the middle of it right now, but I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I know it's happening. Yeah, it's literally happening now, but we'll take a peek at that. We'll have some other golf talk coming up in just a little bit.
Looks like Hideki Matsuyama is currently in the lead. Tommy Fleetwood right behind him. Xander Schauffele is two back in third. He won the gold medal in 2020. And so, you know, he's trying to repeat for that, but he's in position right now. Looks like he's through his second round. Matsuyama and Fleetwood are about to finish their second round as well. So yeah, that will run through Sunday, I would imagine. Schauffele trying to repeat as the gold medalist.
Go USA. All right, let's set up one of our giveaways. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk some football. You can win some HTO iced tea, more than 20 flavors. We'll get you a free iced tea at either of the Wichita locations, East or West Wichita, or in Derby. We'll also get you a free rain coffee. So you get two prizes in one giveaway. All you got to do to enter is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. That's T to 20357. Good luck, everybody. Message and data rates apply. We're going to come back. We've got Justin Herbert news that could change the landscape of things, certainly in the AFC West. I'm curious for Tommy's take on this Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, just basically how are things going right now in Jets camp for Rodgers. We'll get all of this in as we make our way through this Friday edition of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
.975 and 1240 KFH.